I could add something to that, so one of the things WRF has helped to develop is the Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic at the law school. It's sort of overseen by local lawyers, involves a lot of law students who have an interest in representing technology companies. It focuses on specifically on sort of technology companies and not just on any company. It can help startups with, you know, with corporate formation, with IP, early issues in IP. A lot of the things that people need, I don't know that they write business plans, but this is actually another influence that WRF has had, is to help support that clinic, which I hear from its clients has actually been extremely helpful to a number of small startup tech companies in the area. And perhaps that's something we could even bring in a little bit more into the Biotech Masters program, is just to let people know that that's available. I also had a question for you, which has to do with graduate students. So we heard about, for instance, undergraduates interning in local companies in North Carolina. I have heard of a very few graduate students from MIT who do a lab rotation, which is a pretty standard thing when you start in graduate school. You do a lab rotation through a couple of labs, and then you settle on your thesis, the lab where you'll do your thesis work. Do you know of any grad students who have been able to do lab rotations in companies? So that is kind of like an internship as opposed to doing all their lab rotations in academic labs.
I'm not personally familiar with those, and I think that was a comment I wanted to make. I think that's a really great idea. And I know at the Department of Animal Sciences, there is a professor who has a student who is kind of half sponsored by an industry partner. And I don't know if that should if that's something that I do think it's something that should be continue to be investigated, something called like industrial PhD products or co-advising a graduate student, where there's an academic branch of a professor wanting to have a graduate student and want the funding that comes with it and the accolation of graduating a graduate student, but also an industry partner who's having this graduate student work on very pertinent topics that can get immediately translated into the marketplace. There's extreme benefit to the co-sponsoring company or industry partner. I think that would be a great initiative to start and see, and I think there should be more of that to a certain degree, because you know the academic mindset to a certain degree of having timelines, milestone-driven research projects with, you know, go, no-go decisions being made in parallel with, you know, the research endeavor as it's going on would be a benefit, I think, to both parties, as far as the industry partner is going to know early on, sooner or later, if this technology or this project is going to work and is going to be viable, and you're still getting, you know, groundbreaking science from it. I don't think it's going to be mutually exclusive either. I think the academics can gain a lot from knowing what is a practical problem that industry is trying to solve to gear their research to try to meet. I think they can both benefit from that in that type of relationship. I guess that's, to answer your question, maybe one example, but I'm not familiar with anything currently happening, but I would like to see it.